This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air, focusing on what's going on with the publishers of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It seems this is summer vacation week for the folks at Talkers. Michael Harrison is off, and Kevin Casey, who is his assistant or vice chairman or I don't know, whatever his title is, I get it differently all the time. Anyway, those guys are not around this week, so we have brought into the fold the fabulous, what is this like? Sounds like the fabulous ladies of glow. You know, the glorious, what do they call them? The glorious ladies of wrestling. Yes, right. Here they are. The glorious ladies of talk radio. Victoria Jones is with the D.C. radio company, chief Washington analyst for them. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB show, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is normally our legal authority, but he's got a really well-rounded sense of what's going on in the world, so we'll ask him for his thoughts on some of these things. I'm going to go through the stories in the official way that Michael Harrison does at the beginning of each of these programs. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in sports talk radio and Major League Baseball and the NFL training camps opening up. Lots of conversation there. The Tribune Sinclair television and radio deal, which fell apart mostly because of the ineptness of the Federal Communications Commission. There's a whole lot of blog there. Man, oof. At number 8, that situation in New Mexico where the child abuse was rampant in that compound of what we were discussing it earlier. We decided, I think Victoria, the two Victorias and I were talking about whether this behavior is insanity. I think that both of you think it is not. Do I have that correctly? I think we
agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. The California wildfires and their causes, what it's doing to the state of California, it's really wreaking, and there's nothing you can really do about it, frankly. It's whether you realize it or not, if you're not a resident of California, maybe not right on top of it. You see the pictures and it doesn't register. I will tell you, it is a very serious situation. Number 6, Alex Jones and his BS. Number 5, that's probably not what Michael Harrison would say if he were here, but I'm taking political license. Representative Chris Collins being indicted for insider trading. That's an interesting sort of wrinkle. We might talk about that for a moment or two. The trade wars with China and Russia at number 4. Number 3, the special elections, various state primaries this past week. The number 2 item is the Paul Manafort trial, and the Russia-Trump investigation is number 1. Victoria Jones, you want to spend a moment talking about the Paul Manafort trial as the Washington Observer there, D.C. radio company. What do you make of the coverage, first of all, of the event and what it really means? Is there any significance to it at all?
Well, there's certainly significance to it, if we start with that, because it's a significant financial fraud trial of an influential and formerly powerful lobbyist for a number of foreign strongmen, if you like, of fairly dubious strongmen. That's Paul Manafort, and the major witness for the prosecution, Deputy Rick Gates, has already pleaded guilty in the Trump investigation to to lying to investigators and various naughty things. So he's been on the stand this week, and that's been very interesting. Another interesting piece of this, which is sort of separate from the actual trial, is that the judge, who is got a sense of humor and is quite lively, Judge T.S. Ellis III, has banned electronic devices from the courtroom, including for reporters. So they're having to take notes, manual notes, and then they have to rush and use payphones to call in their stories. And there have been some quite funny stories about how they're having to relearn how to use payphones. Also, what they're finding is, and there's even been some reporting on this, that they're finding that they are present during the trial. They're not on their phones, they're not on their computers, their tablets, they're not getting an influx of social media on Twitter and other things about other stories, and that they are concentrating on what's going on in the trial in a single-minded way, in a way that they really haven't done on anything else, and that there is this single-minded focus on listening to everything that's happening. And for many, many people, many reporters, this hasn't happened to them for some time. And for some of the younger ones, it's never happened to them. I think that's very interesting.
It
yeah.
is, yeah.
go ahead, Victoria, your thought. Victoria Keelan.
Well,
Take the next page.
What do you mean, take the next page?
Well, what Victoria is saying here, under the circumstances, I think it just these people in there. What this does for me, all right, I'll give you a sort of an insight in thinking about the vagaries of lobbying, and what it the corrupt nature of politics at the core is really what this is about. This guy has peddled influence, made millions of dollars. Who does he know? Who does he get to? How do these people render their services? What do they pay off the congressmen? Do they or the bureaucrats they're trying to influence? How does all this work? The money that passes hands, that changes hands here, is astronomical. I think the average person has no idea how much dough we're talking about here. Victoria Jones,
well,
you've been on the scene in Washington. Go ahead,
we have an idea now with the Manafort stuff. Didn't he have a $36,000 blazer? I mean, we know how much money.
Only $15,000.
Oh, only
made from an ostrich.
How do you get
the stuff?
That,
huh? Yeah.
I have $100 blazer.
The designer clothing and all the stuff that he, yeah, there was something else that he had from some designer that I didn't even know was still alive that he spent an exorbitant amount of money on. But that's but that speaks to what you were saying, Doug, how much money is exchanging hands in these types of deals, and that's where it all gets spent, apparently.
Yeah, on stuff like that. It's outrageous. And they're like real-life vampires, these people. They are just sucking off the blood or the livelihood or whatever people. And how do they get this money in the first place? Where do these companies come up with this kind of dough to pay him or the countries that he's lobbying for? I mean, think about it's crazy stuff. All right, 15 past the hour. We're joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, though, may I suggest to you, if you didn't rest well last night, that you listen carefully to me for the next 60 seconds or so, as I'm going to pass along to you opportunity. Opportunities for you to make sure that you're going to get the best rest possible. MyPillow, which is a company headquartered in Minnesota, a fellow named Mike Lindell, who's an engineer, invented MyPillow because he didn't like any of the pillows he could buy at, when you go to, Macy's or Bed Breakfast and Beyond. What is it? Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed, yeah, I wish they had breakfast there.
They have a lot of candy that they sell there. Anyway, when you go in those places, your son, you know, you take your life in your hands in a sense. You buy the stuff and you take it home and you don't like it. Tough. You're not going to bring it back. If you don't like the pillows that you get from MyPillow, you can send them back. 60 days, try it. You don't like it? Get your money back. Same thing for the sheets they sell, the mattresses they sell. Everything they sell is a guarantee. And plus the fact, when you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com to buy some of this stuff, you get 50% off. For example, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. You heard it. 50% off. And use that same formula with all the other things. Again, the best sheets, the best prices. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get a better night's rest with all this fabulous stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th. The promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limits apply. See store for details.
All right, 19 past the hour. Now we have a menagerie here. This ought to be interesting. See, that's what Harrison gets when he disappears for a week. He doesn't know what he's going to come back to. The Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who all of us have long been associated with Talkers Magazine in one way or another, except for Victoria, Victoria Keelan. See what you've missed, Victoria, by not being...
I know.
Ah, my heavens, all these people.
Quite a club.
Yes, it is quite a club. All right. I wanted to spend a little bit of time, and I don't know if this is enough time, the Ohio elections, because Steve is our legal beagle. What sort of, what impact when they have these special elections and then recounts? Because there are at least two of these, the Kansas election and the Ohio election, that are very close. We're talking about like 100 votes. And so if one side says, I want to recount, the other side says no, is there a legal remedy for that problem, Steve?
Yeah, there is. And particularly if you're looking at Ohio, Ohio has a specific law that if the margin of victory is less than a half a percent, it is required to do a recount. So generally the laws are quite... amenable to having recounts. I think we will have them, and what they will turn up, since they are so darn close, is anybody's guess.
All right, so under the circumstances, is it different state to state? There's no federal law,
yes.
So it's all sort of home rule stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because frankly, election law in general is very, very much local in nature. And so the laws can vary from state to state. This is even part of the problem with the continuing, and I emphasize continuing, Russian interference with elections. Some of it even more direct by going into state offices.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown without Michael Harrison, but we have the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, and also Victoria Keeler from the DJ... Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJV show. Going through some of the elements and the people on the list. I didn't go through the people list that Michael does. Donald Trump is at number one. Manafort is two. Mueller is three. Rick Gates is four. Bad Vlad is five. Rudy, number six. Troy Balderson and Danny O'Connor, the Ohio suspects, number seven. LeBron James, eight. Melania Trump, nine. And ten, Alex Jones. Okay, ladies, I want to talk to you with you about Melania Trump. What's the dynamic, if we can figure it out, between her and her husband, would you say? Victoria Keelan? Go ahead with that one.
I don't think there's a whole lot going on. I think it's... every marriage is different. Everyone accepts different things as part of their marriage. I think that they have an understanding, apparently. They don't, they're not together a lot. And when they are, it looks strained, from a woman's perspective, I think. But beyond that, I don't know. What else is there to talk about, Does she look happy? No. But maybe she really is. I don't know. It's all speculation on what's inside, what's behind closed doors,
And depending on what you read, if you read Huffington Post, she hates him and she's a woman of her own and she likes to watch CNN and he watches Fox and yada, yada, yada.
Well, she's definitely made some specific statements through her spokesperson where she has really contradicted him a few times. And that has been sort of surprising, but it might also be contributing to her likability factor for women on the left. who really don't like him and dislike him strongly. And so to see her be defiant in a sense, you know, especially with the LeBron James thing, you mentioned him on the list this week. You know, when Trump attacked LeBron James, Melania's spokesperson said that she would be happy to go visit his school, his promised schools. And it just, you know, it definitely feels like it's a slap in the face to her husband. But again, it makes women like her more.
Yeah, and the Huffington Post and that ilk certainly play it up. All right, Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, again, I think we don't know what the dynamic is. It's been widely reported by people who do appear to know that they have separate bedrooms and have had separate bedrooms for quite considerable time. She travels when they are going to be on appearances together. She frequently travels to Air Force One separately from him. Like, he will take a Marine One and she will go in a car. So she appears to travel separately from him wherever possible. And
well, I think part of that is because she lives in a different house, too. That's where her parents live and where her son goes to school. Her parents are renting a home right near his school. And I think it's in Potomac, actually. But there, I think that's part of the reason why she's always in a car, because she doesn't have access to Marine One right where she is.
She's in the White House.
I've heard that she's not. that she's very rarely in the White House. That she actually is in the house where her parents rent, where Barron lives. That's why we never see Barron anywhere in the White House either.
I think she's in the White House a fair bit. So when she's in the White House, they have separate rooms, is my point. But anyway, we don't know the dynamic. We just know what we see. And what we see is two people who appear to be a little estranged.
A little is. Is that like I'm a little in love or I'm not? Either are or you aren't. And it doesn't look like she's a happy camper, but that's, you know, from the outside looking in. All right, ladies, I think it's important for us to, we don't take apart Melania Trump very much here, and so I think that's good. That was very refreshing and informative. 28 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL preseason kicked off last night, and so did continued protests by players during the national anthem. Before their game against Tampa Bay, Miami Dolphin wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt during the anthem. A teammate, Robert Quinn, raised his fist, and at least two Philadelphia Eagles players raised their fists. 10 New York Giants players kneeled in the end zone before the anthem was played. It comes as the league is still trying to negotiate a final policy with the Players Association for how to behave during the anthem. One owner made it clear to his players,
"Our policy is that you stand at the anthem, toe on the line."
And none of Jerry Jones' Cowboys did stage any protests during last night's game. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You heard about the recent tragic officer-involved shootings where officers fatally shot an innocent bystander and in another where a hostage was killed? This is no criticism of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because these are trained professionals. They train for these scenarios thoroughly, and yet there were tragic outcomes. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting maybe once a month at best? Don't risk being underprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Instead, practice frequently with iTarget Pro. Revolutionizing home firearm training, iTarget Pro uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. And right now you can save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, time, and take your skill to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter I, iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation time. So the folks that normally are here in the state, well, actually, Michael Harrison is normally with me on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of August 6th through the 10th. And we have filling in, if you will, although I don't know that you... there's always a countenance with people who fill in. I remember a jock once. I had two associations with two different jocks. One was a guy named Phil, P-H-I-L. His last name was In, I-N-N. Phil In, and that's what he did. And then there was another guy who was a disc jockey whose name was Justin Case. So
no.
Yep.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. He was on WVBF in Boston with me. And he was the filling guy. His real name was Harry something or other. You remember him.
I knew him.
Yeah.
I represented him, actually.
Did you really?
He had
a terrible toupee. Great kid, though.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he had an awful toupee.
Terrible toupee. What? That's a legacy. That's what you want to have on your tombstone. He had a terrible toupee.
We have the radio business is so small, we all know each other one way or another. He was a wonderful kid. I don't know whatever happened to him, but he was a good jock. He was around for quite a long time.
Well, whatever it was, that toupee survives.
Yes, that's for sure. Victoria Jones is here, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor at Bentley University in Boston, also a leading expert in the scam and identity theft department, has a number of books, and he's got the website scamicide.com. which is dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. There's so doggone many of them. As a matter of fact, I saw something this week, Steve, the Better Business Bureau warning about yet another scam. This has to do with porn and blackmailing people. Did you see that? What is that all about?
Yes. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that we were reporting it before the Better Business Bureau was.
Yeah.
With our finger on the pulse of porn and identity theft and scams. It was kind of interesting, and it starts with an email that says that we have been observing you watching, and we have video from your own video cameras of you watching porn on your computer, and we will release these to your friends, family, employer, and the public. But here's the real hook, is they say, here is your password that shows that we know that it's really you and we've got you. And the password that they give you is one that you have used. And what's happened is there have been so many data breaches that passwords that we have been hacked, have been grabbed by hackers. And that's one of the reasons we tell people to use unique passwords for every account. So, no, they don't have videos of people watching porn, but that's a real password that turns up in the email. So sometimes people are afraid and cowered into paying the Bitcoin ransom. So don't
it's a
do
Bitcoin
it.
Ransom. And wow.
Yeah, a little thing is just put a tab over your, post it over your video camera.
When you're watching porn.
Wow.
I was just going to say it's not
news,
but that's okay.
Yeah. So what'd you say, Victoria?
I said, what guy isn't going to click on that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. So but one of the things that's neat about our conversation here this week, having this kind of like old Holmes Club, because all of us have been together for a long, long time, usually around Talkers Magazine summits, gatherings, conflabs, organizations. We have been connected to Michael Harrison for a long, long time. So it's kind of neat that we have the opportunity, because normally we don't see each other or even talk to each other much in a sort of collective sense other than a Talkers gathering. So it is. I want you both to know how pleased I am that we're able to get you here on the countdown. I'd like to sort of, you can play off of each other here if you'd like to. The Paul Manafort trial, one of the reasons that Michael has encouraged me, and I've said this many times on the air, Victoria, and I guess I think it can apply to you, but I don't have the same contextual conversations with you sometimes as I do with Steve every week. I have never in 27 years, I've never asked you a question, Steve, for which you were blindsided. We don't rehearse anything. You have my respect, the ultimate proof of somebody who really has a great brain, Victoria, is when you ask him a question, no matter what it is, and it's not like the old Larry Glick days when Larry Glick was a late-night host on WBZ, he asked him a question. He'd give you an answer, or be a snappy answer, but it was most of the time just made up. With Steve Wiseman, it is actual and factual. So I want you to know I really respect that, and I say it as many times as I can on the air, because it's true. All right, anyway, and I respect Victoria because she's one of these people I say this for the benefit of the audience. She's been on some fabulous radio stations in her career. You don't survive in this business unless you're really good at it. And Victoria also has a very sharp mind and sometimes a very sharp tongue.
Me?
Yeah, all right. Shy. Shy. We all know each other too well. Shy and retiring, she is not. So anyway, but the analytical side of her space is what I have regard for, and that's why she's fabulous as the chief Washington analyst at the D.C. radio company. Okay. Now, having said all of that in glowing terms, number two this week on the countdown is the Paul Manafort trial. Let's take it from the legal perspective first, Steve. What are the ramifications, if anything, with this? Is this just a show? The only thing we were talking about earlier about how much money is involved, and this guy's wardrobe apparently is either to die for or from hunger. Who spends $10,000 on an ostrich sport coat? Ostrich
not even another ostrich.
So what do you make of this guy and the trial?
Well, you know, first of all, it should be emphasized that the actions here of which he's accused and of which he will be convicted occurred prior to him becoming involved with the Trump campaign.
Got nothing to do with Trump, and that's the one.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But it's, you know, frankly, these charges are outrageous and common. One of the things I teach at Bentley University is white-collar crime. And this thing is going to be part of my curriculum because the kind of money laundering and tax evasion and use of offshore accounts illegally in the manner that he did is such an incredible violation of the law and something that has been done quite often, unfortunately, in the past. So what we're seeing here is, you know, the defense is going to start trying to attack the primary witness, Gates, but, you know, you can't attack the documentation, and the documentation is what's going to sink Manafort. And I frankly hope that this is an indication that there will be a bit more attention paid to white-collar crime, like we also see with the accusations of insider trading against Chris Collins, which is really an outrageous thing that is that congressmen are allowed to do.
Wow. All right, Victoria, you want to add to that?
The Chris Collins thing is just, it's an abuse of power, and that some of it may have happened on the White House grounds is astonishing. And what I'm finding out, and I didn't know this, was that, that there is apparently a loophole, which some Democrats are now trying to put a loop in, that you can, if you're a member of Congress, serve on the boards of companies.
I didn't know that. Really? I didn't know that.
None of us knew that. Huh. We didn't know. And we're not happy. So, yes. No, we're not happy. I mean, doesn't that just seem a little bit weird? It's a loophole. And the idea is corporate boards. The idea is, as long as they don't get compensation for doing it, and the idea is that they're not prevented from having positions on the boards of charities or other philanthropic organizations. But being on a corporate board where you're going to get, you know, if you're on a board, you're going to get information about stuff.
Of course you are. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a whole lot of you realize that.
Yeah. Let me make it far worse, and that is the rules in Congress not only are they able to be on boards, but in the case of Collins, they're able to be on committees that are regulating and setting up the rules by which these companies are going to operate. And then to make things even worse, they are allowed to trade on that information that they may know about a law that's going to come out before it comes out. Now, the kind of insider trading of which Collins is accused is the more traditional kind of insider trading. They find out from the company that there's going to be something harmful to the company as far as information, and so they sell stock. But right now, it would have been entirely legal under our present laws, for Collins to have known that there was going to be a law that was going to be passed that was going to affect whether this company was going to do well or not, and he could have traded on that. That's outrageous. There was a bill presented to try and change that. It never came up for a vote. For once, it was a bipartisan thing. Both Republicans and Democrats were against taking away their inside information.
Of course. All right, that's a very introspective look. That's why it's good to have both of you here. Victoria Jones and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, continue with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown. 45 past the hour, time for us to get a good detox. You know, a good detox can help you heal, bring back the energy of your youth. A mild cleansing, a mild daily detox, just the type of thing that you find when you use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is one of the many formulas that you can find with GetTheTea.com. It happens that this one is especially blended. The herbal formula will help heal your body, cleanse your innards, if you will, your gut. You know that all disease in the body begins in the gut. So if you have an unhealthy colon, an unhealthy stomach, you're just asking for it. And this way, you can clean out the parasites and other things, the basic cause of compromised immune systems, things that you're working hard to keep, you know, to stay healthy, keep your body fit, and all the intrusion from all the things that are around us, the GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing of food, that sort of thing, you don't have a chance. So get on the tea bandwagon, Life Change Tea. It is what it says it is. It'll change your life for the better. You can't get it in stores. You got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it free to you. More energy, a healthier body. You'll be true and blue and fit. Remember, you can't get it in a store. You got to get it online at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. For Life Change Tea, use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Even J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones here on the Countdown. All right, so we've gone through a list of all or many of the people that are here. LeBron James, what do you, Victoria Jones, make of him?
I think that what he's doing is amazing with this school, and I think that he's an exemplary man. What do you mean? What do I make of him?
Well, the fact that he has become bigger than life. I think, in a manner of speaking, when he was a kid, he's 18 years old. He started playing in Cleveland, and he's been back and forth other teams here and there. And now he seems to, because he's acting and doing all, he seems to be almost bigger than life. He seems to be influencing lots of areas of life in our country, not just sports.
Very talented. I mean, you know, so I'm fascinated by people who have multiple talents. Like, some people will play a sport, be sort of like world class in a sport, and suddenly say, you know, I'm finished with tennis, I'm going to play golf, and then they go on to become a world class golfer. I'm fascinated by people who say, you know, I'm going to do opera now, and suddenly you see them on the London stage.
I'm going to do opera now. What do you think, Steve? I think we make the Talkers Opera. We could do that. That sounds like a great idea. Let's try that. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Thanks for being on the Countdown.
Mm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The burning questions continue. What's what and who's who? Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's been here for a good deal of this hour of the countdown. He specializes in taking apart a lot of the legal items that are, or the inferences that are legal on the countdown with some of the issues. Number 10 has to do with NFL training camps and the activity there. And you're a Patriots fan. I noticed that they have announced they will stand firm before the game and on the field with the new NFL rules. I don't know that has there been anything from Tom Brady. Nobody took a knee there. One of the games, there were a couple of players that took the knee, but that's, can they get away with it? Because the policy isn't really clear yet. And frankly, from the legal perspective, Steve, is there a legal challenge to this? Let's say the players say, you know, screw you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Can they lose their jobs over this?
They sure can. Yeah, this is one of these things. It's just like the idea of my First Amendment right of free speech. That First Amendment right of free speech that you have is from the government interference. Private companies can and do limit the free speech of their employees. And frankly, that's what's going on here. The NFL has every right, if they wish, to punish players for not following the rule as far as standing for the national anthem. It is something that conceivably could be part of the next collective bargaining agreement. But frankly, and be very frank, the NFL Players Association is about the weakest union in professional sports, and they've got a lot more bigger fish to fry than this issue. So they'll try and come to some kind of compromise on this. And as you say, at the moment, the rule is not set in stone. There's a lot of disagreement, even among some of the owners who have said that they would pay the fines for players of theirs who were fined by the league. But ultimately, yeah, the teams can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Hello, you're getting paid a minimum of $700,000 a year to go out on the field. You put your life on the line, not because of what we're talking about, but because of what is obviously going on in the minds, really the brains, of the people who get hit around there. But yeah. If you're signing on the dotted line, you know what the rules are, and so you should be held accountable for them, and none of this patsy playing around, I didn't know. You know, it's like when you get stopped by a policeman, and I didn't know that was a rule. Well, you know what? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. As much as I'd like to use it as the next guy would use it, it doesn't work. So, all right. And you said you fell asleep when the Patriots game was on? Is that what you
Yeah. I was flipping back and forth between the Patriots and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I thought, might come back. They didn't. But the Patriots were down 17-0 and looking absolutely horrible at the half. And then in the morning, I wake up and see that they won 26-17. But, you know, these exhibition games, they call them preseason games. They're exhibition games. They're just a glorified practice. So I'm a big football fan, glad to see the guys out on the field, although an AP report said Tom Brady was on the sidelines counting his money.
There you go. Why not? You'd be doing the same thing if you were him. Or looking at his wife, one or the other, as sexist as that sounds. All right, back to you and your expertise in the law. Alex Jones and this whole business with him being sued and he's suing and... where does this all go? How much, when a judge looks at this, what are the merits of the case on either side? Because there are two suits here.
Yeah, they're very interesting, and the fact of being sued by some of the families about things that he misreported. And frankly, he is not going to find a great deal of defense in the First Amendment. I think you are going to find that this is the kind of really slander and defamation that the laws do allow some compensation. So this is going to be two interesting trials, but I see Alex Jones in some real legal jeopardy.
Yeah, well, you can get it. He's like, he reminds me of the Riddler on
in Batman.
He does kind of. He looks like him and he sounds like him from time to time. Anyway, all right, so that's the story. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, don't forget, if you're wondering about something, you're being approached by somebody online and you think it's kind of scary, check it out at scamicide.com, which is Steve Wiseman's website, providing you with information about scams, as we were talking about a few minutes ago. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.